French officer, Antoine de la Mothe Cadillac, founded a fort and settlement at the site of Detroit in 1701. The British gained control of the area in 1760 and prevented an Indian attack 3 years later. In 1796, Detroit and its surrounding areas passed to the United States, and from 1805 to 1847, the town was the territorial and state capital of Michigan. In 1815, Detroit was incorporated as a city. Situated strategically on a strait along the Great Lakes waterway, Detroit emerged as a key transportation center. The city grew steadily during the 1830s, and subsequent decades saw substantial growth in the shipping, shipbuilding, and manufacturing industries. A thriving carriage trade set the stage for the work of Henry Ford, who in 1899 built his first automobile factory in Highland Park, an independent city within Detroit. Ford's manufacturing innovations, as well as significant contributions from many other pioneers, established Detroit's status as the world's car capital, and the blossoming industry spurred the city's spectacular growth during the first half of the 20th century. Detroit has endured a painful decline during the past several decades. The city's population has dropped suddenly since 1950, as residents have moved to the suburbs, particularly during the 12th Street riot in 1967. The city's crime figures were often among the highest in the country. Though those figures have decreased in recent years, the crime rate remains high. Large numbers of buildings and homes were abandoned, with many remaining for years in states of decay. As a result of recent urban renewal efforts, however, several of the abandoned skyscrapers and large buildings were torn down or repaired. Old houses were destroyed for new housing developments, and the process to remove abandoned homes near schools was accelerated.
Multiple choice questions. Question 1. To which country did Detroit belong in the early 18th century? Question 2. What spurred the early development of Detroit? Question 3. What was Ford's main contribution to the automobile industry in Detroit? Question 4. Which of the following is the golden age of Detroit's development? Question 5. Why was there a sudden drop of population in Detroit in recent years?